Welcome to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. True Wealth is a weekly program sponsored by Coins Plus. Coins Plus is a full-service precious metals broker-dealer located in Spokane, Washington. Coins Plus is committed to honesty and integrity in every transaction. Now here's the host of True Wealth, Kevin Wolter.
Hello again and welcome to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. I'm Kevin Wolter, the host of True Wealth. True Wealth is a weekly radio program sponsored by Coins Plus in Spokane, Washington. Coins Plus is located in the Division Hill Clock Tower Plaza at 3201 North Division Street. Our phone number in Spokane is 444-0044. Outside Spokane, toll-free 877-TAP-COIN. Or you can contact us through our website at coinsplus.com. We have all of our previously recorded radio shows available on the website. We also have a sister company, Clock Tower Jewelry, that specializes in diamonds and all kinds of jewelry. Although we are large volume jewelry buyers, we do display a very small amount of what we refer to as estate jewelry, but primarily 95% of our jewelry inventory and sales is new. We do a lot of bridal sets, a lot of special rings, a lot of diamond specialties. We specialize in buying and selling quality diamonds, diamond rings, things like that. So if you're looking for a diamond value, we believe we're the place. We'll do everything in our power to make sure it works out like that. We'll educate you and help you get into a really nice diamond that's graded properly and priced very much below retail, but pretty much below anything you can find out there. If you compare apples to apples and know what you're looking at, we'll help you understand what you're looking at. But a lot of people will get caught up in the emotional hype. There's commission salespeople involved, and if you're not really looking at the quality of a stone, you can really make some big mistakes. It's not uncommon that we'll see people spend five figures, in other words, over $10,000 on stones that are worth $1,000 or $1,500. It's not uncommon. So just be wise out there. When I give advice like this, there's different personalities. There's people who are fear-driven, kind of like the man with one parable, or in the parable of talents, the man with one talent. It says point blank, because he was afraid, he buried it in the ground and did nothing. We're not to be driven by fear. If you do nothing because you're driven by fear and you think that's some kind of a virtue, you're not being honest with yourself. I educate you so you can make wise, educated decisions. It's my goal to propagate wisdom so that you can be a wise steward of your money. I've talked to a lot of people over the years that have heard me talk about, you know, the dangers of marketing companies selling certain numismatic coins and to beware. And their response is, well, if anybody rips people off with those, I will never buy one. Well, I will tell you this. If you used the logic that anytime somebody got ripped off on a certain product, you wouldn't buy it, you would ultimately never be able to buy another thing again the rest of your life. The whole point is you want to be smart. This is a deregulated market. That is a beautiful thing. It's a private, anonymous, tangible, liquid, transportable asset unlike anything else in the world. Certain semi-numismatic and numismatic coins are terrific investments. And what's important is when you're investing your own money, you either have to become the world's greatest expert. And there really is no substitute for time. You just can't replace time and experience. And so we've got this mentality that everything is a quick fix. You know, the computer doesn't work, fix it. You know, buy this PCmatic.com and it'll fix everything. We feel that way with our lives. We think we can go on the internet and click around and read some stuff and become, you know, immediate experts. So what is the point of professionalism? In our business, over the years, you get the equivalent of multiple PhDs. I've explained I've got a very strong level of higher education and a lot of professional banking and financial experience, but there's nothing that even comes close to substitute for all the years I've spent in this business buying and selling pretty much everything that can physically be presented to a rare coin or precious metals or jewelry dealer. So what I was getting at is, if you want it, you know, these are the best investments globally, the number one financial market in history, and so on. You either become an expert or you rely on an expert, someone you trust. If you don't trust somebody, then you find somebody else. You don't fight with them or argue with them about it. You just move on. You don't question their integrity. You move on and you find somebody else. But if you can find somebody you can trust that'll help you and guide you and do you right, that is a beautiful thing. And that we truly desire to do. We want to do people right. What we're doing here is helping people with their finances. There is an economic collapse on the horizon, and what's going to happen is it's just a matter of them losing control. They are not desiring, they being the Federal Reserve and government, they don't desire to visually snap the back of the government before our eyes. It'll make everybody freak out. But I think they're going to do it by applying too much pressure. What their desire to do is to just trickle it down. And trickle's not the right word. They're ramping it down at a pretty good pace. The reason is, for decades, they kept it going at a relatively slow pace because they can continue to confiscate your wealth, what they call taxation through inflation. But now they're feeling this incredible pressure from our fascist leader that almost was the key to open up the Marxism around the globe. And he's putting pressure on everybody globally and locally in his party to bring us down to third world status so that we can blend into the one world economic system. On top of all this, so they're redistributing our wealth, they're confiscating our wealth, they're killing us with laws and bureaucracy and regulations. And we are under now what I would consider the chokehold of socialism. If you do much research on what is going on out there right now and the tremendous level and rate at which they're stripping away all of our civil rights, you should be alarmed. I mean, you know, as a believer, there's those that kick back and say, hey, God's in control. I don't need to worry about a thing. Which scripture tells you to kick back and do nothing about something? There's one that says, be patient and wait on the Lord, you know, be silent. That's a personal prayer response or a matter of spirituality. The Bible's filled with commands. Commands are actions to move and to do. And Christ says, if you love him, you will obey his commandments, or you will do his actions. We are to be up and out. We're to be as wise as serpents and as innocent as doves. We're to be engaged in society wherever we can. We're to stand up for what's right. We are to be ambassadors for Christ. And the whole point of an ambassador is they don't go out and offend people and get into belligerent arguments and start a bunch of cantankerous battles. That is not an ambassador for Christ. An ambassador for Christ presents Christ in a very appealing, positive, healthy way. There's times what we say will be offensive, but it's our job to try to cloak that in love and kindness. And if we don't have love, we have nothing. And last week, when I was studying Marxism, you know, there's people that, you know, they follow Marxism because they think that it's the Christian way. And to me, there's some theologically challenged socialists who actually care for the poor because of their admiration of Christ, because he was a friend of the masses and the working class. That is not a completely accurate understanding. Karl Marx was not driven by a desire for social equality, but instead by a hatred for the true person of Christ. According to Marx, the abolition of religion is essential for man to find true happiness. Over 300 million people have been killed for refusing to fall in line with communism in the past 100 years, created and driven by Karl Marx. I think all of these deaths and murders show the lie of Marx's statements that the abolition of religion equates to happiness. Marx hated Christianity and so replaced it with forced atheism. It's interesting to me how someone who's consumed with hatred for someone else or anyone is always so determined to force others to change to meet their requirements. As I mentioned the fruits of the Spirit so many times, the first is always love, and as Paul stated so eloquently in the Corinthians love chapter, we can be or do absolutely anything in the world, but if we have not love, we're nothing more than a loud, obnoxious, clanging cymbal demanding attention and doing the bidding of the devil, which is to steal and kill and destroy. Hatred creates a terrible blindness and functions as a cancer that consumes our minds, body, and spirit. The opposite of love is hate, which is just as strong an emotion, but is an emotion of desire to control and hurt others. Love and hate cannot coexist. A true believer filled with the Holy Spirit, which exemplifies God's love, cannot harbor true hatred. They can be frustrated or disappointed or sad or even stronger emotions, but a true believer in Christ cannot go on a rampage to steal, kill, and destroy the lives of others. The spirit and heart of Christ is to edify. Short of a severe mental illness, I don't think a true believer in Christ can become a committed, hate-filled stalker type of a person. To hate is to admit or allow something to control you. As they say, when someone hates you, the best revenge is to live a good and happy life. Bitterness is like drinking a fatal poison and hoping it kills the object of your hatred. I realize there are some people in the church that do terrible things as a lifestyle, but just because they're present in church has no bearing on whether or not they're born again, and it does not imply that. And I think Christ was clear that the church was full of weeds that were planted there, not by him, but by the devil. And if any of you out there are weeds, I encourage you to repent and to give your life to Christ and change. If you've got a mental illness that's preventing it, get some help. But, you know, there are weeds in the church, and if you're not building up, it's kind of like the saying, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. If you're not doing Christ's work, whose work are you doing?
True Wealth is brought to you by Coins Plus. Coins Plus is located at 3201 North Division Street in Spokane, Washington, at the Clock Tower Building. Visit our website at coinsplus.com. You can call us locally in Spokane at 444-0044 or toll free at 877-827-COIN. That's 877-827-2646. And now, back to True Wealth.
Even in the parable of talents, God says the man who received only one talent buried it because he was afraid, then attempted to blame the master for his mistakes by projecting his own angriness and bitterness of heart onto the master. It says he'll be cast into outer darkness where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. God addresses him as, you quote, "you wicked and lazy servant." Wicked and lazy because he failed with the talent? No, because he was driven by fear, which he converted to anger, then projected his own shortcomings onto God. When we don't like what we've been served or dealt, our bone of contention is with God, not with someone else. Marx's followers pursued an anti-Christian utopia that, from the beginning, focused on political power, not on meeting the needs of the poor. Like today's seductive vision of change, their socialist-communist transformation required a crisis and a purpose that would capture public attention and provide the needed momentum to institute change into socialism. We are seeing a methodical, systematic breakdown of everything America before our very eyes. I'll admit I get alarmed. I'll also admit that, you know, some of this stuff's pretty serious. But this last week when I was starting to study the level of the violation of privacy and the excess to which the illegal search and seizure and just to the excess to which the police state is coming down upon us, folks. I'm telling you, you know, we've all seen it. You know, police, and this is kind of a risky kind of place to touch, but look, police used to be there to protect and serve. Anybody who's out and about, maybe has a business, gets different exposure, will learn very quickly in Spokane, the police will do very little to help you. We had a car, literally my daughter-in-law's car, stolen out of our back parking lot. From the time the guy walked on the lot till he left with the car was a minute 41 seconds. My son found their laptop that was in the car on Craigslist. They went and met with the guy. They used a fake email address, and the guy gave them their phone number, name, address, everything. The car had been recovered, and they met this guy halfway across town, and he flipped over the laptop, and it was his serial number. It was his, and he went through, you know, a little bit of stuff with his girlfriend to get the charger back, and it was kind of a mess. And they called the police. The police, by the time they got there, had things mixed up and thought my son was a criminal and were trying to arrest him. Luckily, a friend who was with him saved that day. And then they gave him, the cops, every bit of information on this guy. The car had been recovered by his house. He had the stolen computer. He had other stolen equipment out of the car. He was trying to sell on Craigslist. We had his name, address, phone number, email address, you name it. And we followed up with the police a few times. Their comment after a couple weeks was, hey, look, what do you just want your pound of flesh? You got your stuff back, didn't you? We're like, most of it, but you know, you got a professional car thief out there. And they're like, what do you care? You got your stuff back. But as I always say, don't speed, because they budget in $2.5 million a year into the Spokane County budget for revenue from speeding tickets, okay? Now, on the other hand, how many of you people have seen all these videos that are popping up all over of these brutal beatings of people by the police? I mean, I don't know if you're aware, there have been like almost 700 deaths, what they call justifiable homicides, by police with tasers. And these police, what they do is they give, you know, when they to do a taser, they have to have accepted it once. So, but what they do is their friend will zap them real fast and they'll go, man, that's the worst thing I've ever experienced. They jam tasers into these people and they keep jamming the voltage up, and they have killed over the last few years almost 700 people with tasers. In the same amount of time, they've killed maybe, I think it's like 3,000 people with guns nationwide. So tasers are now killing 25% of the amount of people that cops are killing with guns. These are dangerous weapons. And I've done an extensive amount of martial arts for years and many, many years. I competed for years and all this other stuff. And I used to be involved in training law enforcement officials. And good quality martial arts is based on self-discipline and a lot of other things. And one of the main things is that you're really using martial arts to diffuse situations and to try to, you know, bring harmony to situations if you have the proper mindset. And so when we would train law enforcement officials, we would train them, you know, they're trying to diffuse situations. This whole lie that they tell themselves, I watched a video this week, I shouldn't have, but where six police beat a homeless man who was retarded to death. Just absolute brutal. And they were laughing and enjoying it, and they get so egotistical. There was another one that happened on the 25th in Ohio, I think. I don't remember where it was, where they went to a domestic complaint where a mom and daughter were having a little scuffle because the daughter was out of control. The dad, you know, was talking. They had a couple cops just puffed up with ego, yelling at the dad. He had his shirt off. They threw him on the pavement, bare-chested, and then maced him in the face while he was down. So he began suffocating. Five cops put their entire body weight on his back and just beat the tar out of him. And they kept yelling, stop resisting, sir, stop resisting. He was doing nothing. Finally, they're still acting like he's resisting and doing all this stuff. And then they go to get up, and the guy's not moving. He's dead. They killed him. They suffocated him. And minutes minutes after they suffocate him, literally probably 7 or 8 minutes, they're still putting on this charade like the guy is resisting arrest, you know, for the cameras. And this is the new game. I mean, they're even in Spokane, we've got cops shooting people left and right. I could go down a list. We've all heard about the pastor in the valley who found the undercover cop back in the corner of his private property, went out with a gun to check, and the cop made him get down on his knees and put a bullet right through the chest. The cop was supposed to give a statement within 3 days. He supposedly had to leave town and go on a vacation for 2 weeks, which turned out to be a lie from people on the inside. That way he could say he had a scuffle, he had bruises, and then in the two-week period they'd all healed up. It was all deceptive. It's all a lie. And they killed this poor 67-year-old Christian pastor who had his own nursery out there. We had, you know, a guy that called in himself a few times. He wanted to get picked up on a warrant. Cop came in. He was emptying his pockets. He pulled out a knife while the cop was across the room with his wife and kid there. The cop started yelling at him to drop the knife, drop the knife. The guy says, "What do you think I'm going to do with the knife?" And the cop put bullets into him. And, you know, we've heard about the warrant where they're serving on somebody and a gal who's 39 months pregnant is going out the back and the cop shoots her in the rear end. And, you know, and down the list we go. We've got all these, you know, unjustified homicides where they get the wrong guy, they hogtie him and suffocate him and then lie. 11 cops are indicted for lying. And this is going on nationwide, folks. We are, you know, people are like, are we going to be in a police state? We are in a police state. Everybody wants to support the police. It's a natural thing, you know, to say, man, I respect you guys and what you're going through and all this. And I had a conversation with a police officer a little bit ago, and he wanted to carry on about how hard their life is and how people don't know what they go through. And, you know, they chose the career. If they want to play the victim's card, they shouldn't be in the career. As I mentioned in the past, they can get any job they want. Police officers act like everybody wants to kill them, but in a recent study I read, nationwide, it's 1.2 million human contacts per cop death, okay? 1.2 million human contacts per cop death. They listed a number of kinds of professions that were much higher risk than being a police officer for death. And yet you'd think it was the most dangerous thing. I don't want to disrespect police officers, the good ones out there. But the truth of the matter is they're losing control. They, you know, maybe the show Cops swung them the wrong way. They all get off. Every one of them gets acquitted when they do this stuff to people. They get very sociopathic, and they're not there to serve and to help. They see the world as their enemy. They, you know, it's difficult. It's frustrating and it's scary. And this is what we're up against. And you may not, you know, see it as alarming because it hasn't happened to you yet. But I know an individual that had a cop barge into their house while they were doing an investigation looking for somebody, barged right in their house without being invited, without a warrant, and began, you know, just losing control, ransacking the house, demanding to look all over without a search warrant, and created all kinds of havoc, hauled people down to jail for this and that. And then, you know, these are good Christian people. And of course they got off, and their attorney told them, look, if you want to fight what the police officers did to you by violating your civil rights, they had a very successful business. They said, prepare to have your business gutted and ransacked and confiscated, because apparently they said Spokane police have done it before, and the attorney was willing to give them names, etc. And, you know, we've experienced various crimes that are very serious. The police don't care, but they got to rush out on a speeding ticket. I don't mean to bash police, but I think this is part of what's coming. We've got all, you know, Obama unveiled all these supposed NSA reforms this week, which basically boiled down to keep calm and carry on spying. We've got surveillance at all-time unbelievable levels of violation. And there, this Edward Snowden that they wanted to get rid of so bad, he came out recently with evidence that our NSA was snapping pictures of everybody in their house through their webcams. They had like something like 5 million people they'd photoed, you know, at random, taking snapshots every 5 seconds in your own home, you know, and then they say it's just to test a new system. We now know the NSA, there's no holds barred. They're tracking our consumer activities, public activities, behavior, our face, our social media activities, our metadata. They use our GPS, our internet. They're actually using RFID chips, traffic cameras they can combine, computer cameras and microphones, public sound surveillance. They're using all kinds of biometrics and DNA and microchips and facial recognition. They've got what's called Sauron, which is a series of hundreds of low orbiting satellites, cameras that can make out objects on the ground as small as a centimeter in size. There are so many satellites in this network that they are able to effectively monitor every square inch of the entire planet's populated surface without interruption. The U.S. government has currently given authorization for the purchase of 30,000 drones to watch over us, and the applications they said are for military police, for private drones that can be purchased by certain organizations. They've got insect-size electronic surveillance drones and actual real-life beetle drones, unmanned planes. The FAA has been asked to issue flying rights for a range of pilotless planes to carry out all these government and law enforcement functions and the FAA has been hesitant to act on it. They've got smart streetlights that photograph and record movements. There's smart trash cans that record conversations. You can be monitored by distant scanning devices, mobile x-ray vans. The Homeland Security Department purchased 500 mobile x-ray vans called ZBVs that can scan cars, trucks, and homes without the drivers even knowing that they're being zapped with x-rays. There's radiation devices in airports. In addition to that, the TSA is expanding their humiliations to train stations and sporting events. There are devices that follow cars and commercial trucks. Federal authorities are radiating American truck drivers at internal checkpoints with mobile scanners that shoot dangerous x-rays through both vehicles and passengers. We've got Facebook, emails, Twitter, you know, keyword searches, backdoors, cookies, implanted devices they're using now, NSA hacking, trap wires, FBI units, the DIA, Defense Intelligence Agency, metadata mining, all of our mobile devices, iPads, iPhones. Folks, this is the real deal. And they say you've got nothing to worry about if you've got nothing to hide. What about privacy? What about the Fourth Amendment? What was that all about? It started with the Patriot Act. They wrote the Patriot Act up in days. They had that ready to go. They knew it was going to happen and they knew they'd need it. Folks, this is the real deal. That's all I'm telling you. It's the real deal. The first way to take somebody down is to take out their financial well-being. That's why hard assets are the way to go. They're private, anonymous, liquid, transportable. There's nothing like them. Let Coins Plus help you invest in this stuff. Thanks again for tuning in. Take care. God bless. Have a fantastic week.
Thank you for listening to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. True Wealth is sponsored by Coins Plus, located in Spokane, Washington, at 3201 North Division Street in the Clock Tower Building. Visit our website at coinsplus.com. You can call us locally in Spokane at 444-0044 or toll-free at 877-827-COIN. That's 877-827-2646. And remember to join us every week for True Wealth.